I have some new seals for you tonight because the Lord turned the whole thing around. I was going one way, and he turned it another way, still in the celebration and unwrapping this unlimited gift. But yet there are some things. People have problem in their soul. They don't have problem in their spirit. And so the reason that the church is so slow, she's slow at large, is because they don't recognize that they're wounded in their souls, and I'm going to have to try to get it out so they can have the freedom to give God first place. Yeah, it's because the enemy, if he got something on you, he can kind of run your life. He kind of control you. And it's hidden. And I have to show the church how to get themselves free so they can flow. Yeah, I receive. So they can flow and keep God for his place. Amen, amen. I mean, ever since I've been saved, that's what I've been aiming to do, keep God for his place. And I've enjoyed it. Yeah, I've enjoyed it. Everything else come after, God first. And but there are wounds in the people's soul, and they don't recognize that your spirit works directly through your soul. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. You hear what I said? Yes, sir. Your spirit works through your soul. Yes, sir. If there's sickness in your body, it came in your soul first. Yes, sir. It came in your thinking. Yes, came in your consciousness. And because the soul have not been trained properly, your argument is weak when Satan attack you. I'll just tell you this ahead of time. You got a loved one that's gone astray. They got a soul problem. They're a Christian. They got a soul problem. I'm going to show you in the year to come how to find it, how to get out. Many of y'all who supposed to be flying, you're still running. But in the new year, we're going to find out some things that have been holding us back and how to deal with them. I've already practiced and experienced with it. Hard cases. Broke them up. Told them exactly what to do. I spent some time, you know. Yeah, and got it done. So let's look in these seals, these apostolic seals. Now, Micah, I see you, son. And Jessica, what did you say, new husband name? Mike? Yeah, okay, good. And then I see one of my old neighbors here. We've been right next to her when she was a little girl. I see you, Holly. You thought I didn't see you? I saw you walk in, baby. Glad to have you. These seals are now I'm seeing to seal your soul. They're to give your soul information that when revelation starts flowing, your soul will be able to handle it. Believe me, children, I know what I'm talking about. I've been in this business a long time. I know what I'm talking about. I've been searching for a long time. So let's do seal number one. They have them in the back? All right. Magnitudes of blessings are ready to manifest in my life as my soul is awakened from sleep to receive what the Spirit is releasing in my direction. I will not miss another blessing. Pray about that a few moments. Pray about that a few moments. Get a hold of that too. Get a hold of that. You need to go over and over and go over that. Magnitude of blessing. I will not be blocked. I will not miss another blessing. Keep on praying. Come on. Put some effort in it. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Secondly, the second one is sort of short, but as the inspiration of the Holy Ghost give them to me. But number two here, and it's sealed, and get you ready for the message that I'm going to preach. My faith is not weak because it came from God, from the grace of Jesus' birth. Pray about that a few moments. Yeah. From the grace of Jesus' birth. Rosai Yeshua Kotanarama. Thank you, Father. Sha-ra-ra-ba-sha-ka-ta-ta. Ro-ba-ba-ba-sa-ta-ta-ta. Thank you, Father. Ho-ro-ki-bi-sha-ko-she-te-te-te-te-te-te. Hallelujah. Cho-ro-ro-ba-ba-sha-ta. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, let's do the last one, number three. The gift of Jesus from the Father changes everything, bringing me into a place of grace and faith that miracles can keep flowing in my life on purpose, with the purpose of glorifying God. Lift your hand now. Somebody, we need some people. Well, in Jesus' name, we are prayed. Praise God. You may get your seat, open your Bible in Jesus' name. I was praying, and the Lord revealed this to me, and I kept working with it. And I want to give you something to hold on to and know what direction I'm going in. I might need to give you about 6 or 7 words after I read this. How to keep the gift of Jesus manifesting in your life at all time. Or you can say how to keep the birth, because it went with the resurrection and the cross. And you hear me talking a lot about your soul now, because I see that's where the problem is. Your spirit is perfect. Once you learn in your soul how to cooperate properly with your spirit, Jesus will be able to unfold in your life in spiritual functioning. Wow. You heard that? Yes, let me get that again, because, see, you really won't celebrate him. I'm going to get down in a few minutes and tell you why, how we got to celebrate him. You want to know how to keep the gift of Jesus manifesting in your life all the time, not just sometime, all the time? Yes, once you learn in your soul how to cooperate properly with your spirit, Jesus will be able to unfold in your life in spiritual functioning. And then I wrote, before we go to scripture to open up tonight's lesson, I wrote to myself and to you, Christmas is bigger than one day. It's bigger than one day. And then the Spirit of God says, the Holy Spirit wants to remind us that he and Jesus are supernatural gifts with supernatural purposes in your life. Did you hear that? And that they operate at all time in supernatural power. The scriptures that I'm going to use, I start soaking my soul with these scriptures, praying in tongue, and I found out this was the message. It's not the cradle message, but it's a message from the cradle. Matthew chapter 11, let me give you some words and get you ready. Matthew chapter 11, verse 27, but I want to give you these words. I may not get to all of them, but I want you to have them. You need to have them, because they are they hold in these texts. I was reading this text and they all started coming out at me. Yeah, and it is a divine format of any type of manifestation or demonstration you will ever need in your life. If you follow this, if you have a situation right now that you need to take care of, follow this and you're going to handle it right. That's how powerful it is. Say, but yeah, you don't know what I'm dealing with. Don't matter. All right, so the first word is revelation. Come on, you got it right now because I got time to be messing around. Second word is invitation. The third word is application. Then comes manifestation. After every manifestation, there should be glorification. You should glorify God. Give him thanks, you know. Then magnify Jesus. That's number six. And number seven is, now you're ready for real demonstrations in the spirit. Now I'm going to try to walk you through that tonight that you can begin to enjoy Jesus every day. Amen. This text, Matthew chapter 11, as a young Baptist preacher, I used to preach from the 28th to the 30th verse. I didn't recognize that the Lord until one time about 7 or 8 months ago, a little longer, the Lord showed me something in the 27th verse. Now the three texts we're going to read is so interrelated, but you're going to have to be listening to understand what they're saying. They're saying basically the same thing in a different way. And so you have to listen to capture what he's saying to us. In the 27th verse 11th chapter, it says, all things are delivered unto me of my Father. Notice that now. All things. Jesus said, all things are delivered unto me of my Father. Now, that's your Father too now. Yes, all right. So then he gives us a secret of receiving things from the Father. He says, All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knows the Son but the Father. Neither knows any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. You see, the revelation is involved here. When you're dealing with spiritual things, you just can't read a scripture and run with it. There must be a revelation that gives you enlightenment, gives you understanding, and give you insight that is beyond your eye and your ear comprehension. All right? So revelation is so important in dealing with God. You have to function in revelation. What is it? So you're going to have a dependency on the Holy Spirit. And I want to grace you with this. You're going to have a dependency on the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit minister through your spirit and your soul. A lot of packages was sent to you, you didn't get it, because a lot of time we have sin, wound, and darkness in our soul. We've got to get that out. So here Jesus said, the Father and I, our relationship is based on revelation. You can't know me, you can't know the Father, you can't know the Bible, you can't know what God have done for you, unless it's by revelation. Amen. You listening? Amen. So we need to take when we take scripture, you need to pause and wait on him. The Holy Spirit, you don't try to figure it out with your noodle. Wait on him. Read it over and over again and wait on him, and he'll give you the exact answer you need and give you the direction you need to go. Are you following me? Yes. And so this revelation takes us on to an invitation. You see? See? All of the invitation from God comes by revelation. Don't hurt yourself shouting. You see, there are invitations that God gives us for certain things, for miracles, for signs, for wonders, for answers. A lot of things you can't get no other way, but they come by revelation. When every revelation brings an invitation. God invites you into another realm, into another dimension, another way of living. When Jesus manifested as a baby when he came, that was the invitation. So God said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You see that? Then he says, see, you got to make some application. Take my yoke upon you. You got to do something. And learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy. And my boy is enlightened. That's it. This is Christmas. I don't even sound like, yeah, it's the best Christmas message you ever hear. Listen, because when we go to the next scripture, you're going to see exactly. Go to John 14 now, starting at verse 21. John 14, 21. John 14, 21. See, we're talking about this revelation, talking about the invitation. Now, we talked about revelation, invitation, application, and we talked about manifestation, right? All right, let's look at this a minute. Let's look at this a minute. In John 14, 21, Jesus said, he that has my commandments and keepeth them, not just have them, keep them, he it is that loveth me. Do you love him?
Yes.
Well, he told you what you got to do if you love him. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will what?
Manifest
myself to him. Do you know what that means? Huh? See, we read in the other scripture about him revealing himself. That's the same thing, manifesting himself, the reality of Jesus coming into your presence, because you've opened the door for him. Huh? Be a little different tonight, you know. I walk a tightrope and preach like a barefooted priest, because you cross racial line, you cross ritual line, you cross religious line, you cross reasoning here when you, my goodness, my goodness. When you settle down and let the Spirit be happy. Not just the people in the church, but the Holy Ghost get happy.
Yes.
And things can happen for you in a special way.
Yes.
Now, notice, you know, I used to look at this question negatively in the 22nd verse, but now I'm looking at it positively. The question needs to be asked because there's not enough manifestation. And so the boy, the Lord had talked to him about how to do it, but he was dull of hearing. But he proposed a good question that we need to hear, because I think Mary asked, how can these things be? And then Nicodemus asked the same question when the Lord was talking about spiritual things. See, the church has to recognize she don't deal by numbers. She don't deal by money. The church functions by revelation. All the answer to any dilemma you're dealing with, it's in a revelation. If you don't know how to get revelation, you just know how to read the Bible, you're not going to get out. What good the Holy Ghost is? You know, you're going to quote scripture and then go back to the house, quote scripture, go back to the house, never have the victory flag up. Ain't nobody going to keep going to church with no victory flag, it'll never come up. I ain't going to set up no church all my life and nothing never happen. Now notice the question here. Jesus is talking about manifestation here. He said it worked by love and it worked by keeping his commandment. Notice the 22nd verse. This fellow was there, but Judas said to him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou will manifest thyself to us and not unto the world? We need to know the answer to that. Well, sometimes they think they're equal to us. They're not. We have something they need. But we got to start walking in revelation, manifestation, demonstration, miracles, signs, and wonders.
Yes, sir.
Our life should become so bright you need sunshade when you come. And that's possible. So Jesus kind, Jesus answered in the 23rd verse, Jesus answered and said to him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Now, one more scripture, and then I'll give you some points on this message. One more scripture, Mark chapter 12. Mark 12. These are three verses I meditated today, soaked in them, prayed over them. In Mark 12, 30, now you got to line the three scriptures up together. Mark 12, 30 says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God, wow, with all thine heart. Now I got an argument here in this new apostolic teaching the Lord given me. We have taught you that every time you see heart, that's talking about your spirit. But it's not necessarily so. I looked it up in the Strong. This can be based on an aspect of your soul, even though you're going to say your soul in a few moments. It's not talking about your spirit, because your spirit is flat-footed in love with God.
Right.
It never changes. See, right. See, you're born again, right?
Right?
You're a new creature, right?
Right.
You partake of Jesus, the nature of God, right?
Right?
So your spirit don't have to be trained to love God. There are moments that your spirit want to express love to God. I have a little box on my desk. Say, let me out of here. Because our soul is blocking our spirit. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all what? Thy soul. I just want you to notice he never put your spirit in there. He never said with all your spirit. Because the spirit is already totally 100% hooked up with the Lord. Now, you know you're supposed to be a bad person. If you really knew what that means, you know what I say? Bad, that's the slang term. But you should be howling every situation like popcorn. So why it ain't working? You know? I think reading the instruction better. You read the instruction better, I'll be you hooked the pipes like they're supposed to be hooked. It's like some of the toys, y'all gonna have one thing on the back, supposed to be on the front. And the little boy said, don't run right. Oh, boy, just go ahead and ride the thing. But we can't do that with life. So you're not trying to get your spirit love to love God. It is already locked into God. Now, also, in further study, I just want you to hear a few minutes. I'm not gonna preach long. The importance of being spiritually minded. You know, the Bible talks about in Romans, your spirit and mind is life, carnal mind is death. The importance of being spiritually minded. But then the Lord said to me, we're so scared of the mind, we're so scared of the soul and the conscience. The Lord said to me, spiritually positive. Spiritually positive. Or spiritually optimistic. Things we don't hear. Man, we're supposed to be the most positive and the most optimistic creatures that walk on the face of the earth. For we know the greater one lives on the inside of us. But those terms are not used. You see? But you have, if you're going to walk with the mind of Christ or the mind of the Spirit, you must be going to be positive minded. And you must see a bright future. You must be going to be optimistic. Even when you go in prayer. You should be positively sure that what you're doing is right. This is the confidence that we have in him. The actual thing called to it. See me? And we should be the most optimistic people. If anybody gonna rise, I'm gonna rise. See? Because I'm on the right train. You see what I'm saying? We should be optimistic, not pessimistic. Wondering whether we're going to make it or not. decelerating or celebrating Jesus. The Bible will cause us to be spiritually minded, positive, optimistic, vision. I see. You're supposed to be seeing what you don't see. With the eyes of the Spirit, you know what? That was vexing you is already over. You got the seed. You got to say it. You got to rejoice because you got it. Are you following me? So I submit to you. I want you to be spiritually positive. Every scripture you read. And spiritual optimistic. See the bright side. Glory to God. See the bright side. That's what Christmas is all about. See the bright side. They tried to kill him, but they couldn't. See the bright side. Just like they're trying things on you, but they can't. You have the same escape magnetism or ability that Jesus had. You must know this Christmas, you're not a pushover. Matter of fact, I heard the Spirit just say, the only way you get pushed over, you roll over. You let the enemy do it to you. I'll tell you something else you probably never heard. You designed to be happy. Jesus. No matter what's going on, God designed you to be happy because he said, I'll never forsake you nor leave you. So if you're going through something, don't make no difference. Be happy. Oh, my goodness. So in Luke 1:34, it says, how should this be? You know, the manifestation of the birth of Jesus. Then John 14:22, he says, how thou wilt manifest thyself unto us. And there's a statement I want to make because it's going to take us further in understanding the grace of Christmas. Let's write that down. This gift from the Father changed everything, bringing us to a place of grace and faith that miracles can keep flowing throughout eternity. And so we must be grounded in the gift of grace. Now, both scriptures in John and in Matthew. Go back to Matthew, that 27th verse talking about that you can't get it unless the Father reveal it to you. And I'm saying to you before, you see, sometimes we're trying to go places we haven't been invited. And in the spirit world, you never invited without a revelation. Because you're not going to be dressed properly. You're not going to address things properly because it's at a higher scale than a natural educated man or woman. See, Jesus about to invite us to live another lifestyle beside hard labor. It's an invitation, but it has to have, to live like this, you got to live in revelation. Are you following me? Look at somebody and tell them three struggles over. That's what I heard. I had one, but three struggles over. So now, these three things, let's squeeze them tight. Revelation, invitation, manifestation. We better take the other one too. Application. In other words, when you get that application, he said, don't only, James 1:20, don't only be a hearer of the word, but be a doer, right? So there's always an application if there's going to be a manifestation. The revelation come, then the invitation come, and you know the Lord invites you to be healed. Or he invites you to live better than any of your family member ever lived before. Just come on up here. But it's going to be a revelation with it. So I want to go back to a scripture that's going to help us with this revelation in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Right, listen to what you're listening to now, because what you're doing, I have to, how to keep the gift of Jesus manifesting in your life all the time. You know, so a lot of people are going to have a Christmas hangover. And I'm not talking about drinking. I'm just talking about they get the drab. You get the dragon and messing around in January or something, you know, Christmas over. Oh, Christmas over. Man, come on. If it wasn't my own, it's my own choice, man, I can keep them doggone trees at my house. I got a bunch of light in my yard. I can keep them there 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Because I'm celebrating Christmas every time I breathe. Because it's all about Christ. See? I just do it with you all for a season. Now, what I'm trying to say to you in everyday word, every day is Christmas. Every day is a time to celebrate Christ. Every day is time to thank God for the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. And once you learn to do that, you're always going to be flowing. All right. 1 Corinthians 2. 1 Corinthians 2. For a minute, just a minute. Hallelujah. When you talk about revelation, I think this chapter in 1 Corinthians 2, the Apostle Paul give us some kind of insight on how revelation works. Now, you know, Jesus in the 16th chapter of Matthew told us about revelation. But here the Apostle Paul break it down. And he tell you what revelation is not, what revelation is, and he tell you how to walk in revelation. I can't hear nobody up in here. So here in 1 Corinthians 2:7, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even a hidden wisdom. Now, Jesus is a mystery. That's why he's a mystery. You got to have revelation to understand why you shopping. He's a mystery, man. Don't take the world description of what you're doing. You're celebrating something else. See, it's a mystery. Christmas is a mystery. Christmas is not a green tree. And then he called it even a hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. You see that? Yes, powerful. And then he said in the 8th verse, when none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Then he said in the 9th verse, we're talking about Revelation. But as it is written, I have not seen, no ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things, good God Almighty. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 11:27? You done forgot, right? You remember what he said? You forgot, right? You got a Bible, look, peep, cheat. Thing, all things are delivered unto me of my Father. He said they're delivered. He said they're delivered. Now go back, but it's written, I have not seen, nor you heard, neither have entered the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But the 10th verse said, but God has what? Revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yeah, what? So, the first thing about Christ and Christmas and the birth of Christ is you have to have a revelation that continue throughout your life. That's right. Not just in this season. We must not, as Christians, let the world cause us to celebrate Jesus on a day. See? You know, I don't know what, I might come up with some stuff this year. about celebrating Jesus on another day.
Amen.
Because he need to be celebrated all the time.
Yes,
so revelation is the Holy Spirit working with your spirit, showing you things you can't see. Do you know, do you know how much would be solved in your life tonight if you really start depending on the revealer? Now, I'll tell you right now, we're too quick with scriptures that we do not have a handle on. And when we run up against the enemy with that scripture, he know you don't know. So it seemed like he defeating you with scripture, but he really not defeating you with scripture. He defeating you with ignorance. The word can't cut if you don't have enough faith to put with it. So if you don't have a revelation, you saying some stuff, you don't even believe yourself. How you want the devil to believe you? You don't believe it yourself. So I must, if I don't get no further, I must let you know you must be a person of revelation. You must hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. One move from the Holy Spirit is... We knocking too long at the same door. Come on, Christian. We're knocking too long at the same door with scriptures. You must go inside of scriptures, and scripture must go inside of you. Then you're ready. Once you have a revelation, and you must understand this, the revelation is the bridge to your invitation. God invites you to go somewhere you've never been. He makes, hold up, he makes you a special guest in a realm that sometimes you can't share with your friend because they don't know how to go there. Enlightenment comes with the invitation out of the revelation. Understanding in another dimension. Christ is real. You have already won. Every battle come against you, you should have to say another one going down. You already have the victory in Jesus. Say, I have the victory in Jesus. I have every victory in Jesus. I always win in Jesus. Believe that. Hold on to that and just do what he tell you to do. Go back to Matthew 11 a minute. And I wish you would design yourself to go through this format when you're dealing with something, because the Lord revealed this to me while I was soaking and praying and saturating myself with these scriptures. He revealed that to me. He says, I work by revelation. He gave us the Holy Spirit. Boy, I'm getting happy up here. But I work by revelation. That means you will be seeing something your enemy can't see. When that happens, your next move, he's not going to know where you're going or where you're coming from. That's the way we were supposed to be operating in the church. But we got religious. We got common people, regular. Sinners see us and joke with us. They don't recognize who you are. You got to walk in revelation. You got to have some miracles going on in your life. I don't worry about technology. They can make what they want to make. Apple can make what they want to make. They'll never make nothing better than the Holy Ghost. They'll never make nothing smarter than the Holy Ghost. I bought, you know, they made that big iPad. I just bought it to have it. That thing big. That thing big as a computer. I bought it, but it ain't got nothing to do with it. It ain't nothing with the Holy Ghost. So y'all can put all them little gimmicks up, think y'all tough stuff. Y'all ain't tough. Unless you're getting revelation, I'm telling you right now. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. I'm at the close of him. My God, the Spirit of God is here. Now I'm just talking with you and showing you some things. How to every day, celebrate Jesus. When my foot hit the floor, the celebration began. For the last 40-something years, you dull because you don't have no revelation. You dull because you just got scriptures. If that scripture ever come out, Jesus is going to step out of it. The Holy Spirit step out of it. Then there come God out of it. Don't try to please people. Lord have mercy. You ain't going to never get nothing. Don't try to rope up. People who please people can't walk in revelation. Because they make a choice between God and the person. Jesus said, think not I come to send a peace, I come to send a soul. I come to separate you. That's the only reason you're going to be in the first group, you're going to start with your family. They won't let you go no further. They won't let you go. You got to break out. My. All right, let me look at Matthew. Let me look at Matthew. Matthew 11. All right, here's the invitation. Now, the reason people can't take this invitation, they don't have the revelation of what this invitation means. See, we can read this all night long, but if you really want to take this, then you got to have a revelation. See, Jesus' invitation is based on revelation. But you're invited to the party. Because you're a child of God. Notice this. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. Notice he didn't say spirit. Huh? Because your spirit is not unrestful. Your spirit is saved and wrapped in the Holy Ghost. That's right. Take my yoke upon you. So the application, you take it. How you take it? By learning of him. And being meek and lowly in heart. He said you find rest for your soul. Now, when you find rest for your soul, I'm hearing the Holy Ghost say now, you find revelation for your soul. And now your soul is ready for the revelation that's coming from your spirit, and your body has no charge, and the things around you, circumstances and situations, have no charge now because you're walking in revelation in your spirit and your soul and your body. You guard wall to wall. That happened by revelation. That happened by revelation with a supernatural divine invitation from God up into another realm where miracles, signs, and wonders are happening every moment. Not just at no camp meeting. You tonight, I got so much. You tonight, you are invited into a supernatural realm. You have an invitation to live long. care how long the disease been there. I don't care how long you've been dealing with it. Why are you thinking the gospel, he said 38 years, 14 years, giving us numbers, 12 years. He was letting you know numbers don't mean a doggone thing. When you get a revelation, don't care how long you've been taking those pills, don't care how long you've been going to the doctor, you get a revelation, bam, boom, there it is. I wish somebody would praise the Lord up in here. You're not planning on being sick the rest of your life. You haven't sell it. Once you get that revelation and get that invitation and you apply it by grace through faith, it has to manifest. Feeling this, feeling is what mess you up and what you see with your eyes. And the report Satan sending to you through this year. Now I won't tell you, this Christmas, this celebrating Christmas, he's no match for Jesus. And Jesus is living on the inside of you. You better try to get some revelation. You see, you can't skip revelation, invitation, application, and go straight into manifestation. You're not going to know what to do with it when you get it because it came from another world. Saw the girl rejoicing. It's a commercial. She rejoicing, put her foot up on a man's desk because she got good credit record. I said, don't see what she rejoicing about. She recalled about her credit number. I got good, probably better credit number than anybody in here. It went well. My credit went well. I don't want it. No, you. Things are being held back from the body of Christ. They need to operate in revelation, receive an invitation. When God invites you somewhere. See, God can't invite you through you just reading the Bible. Reading the Bible is right, but he can't invite you just reading the Bible. You got to talk to you out of it.
That's right.
Then he'll give you an invitation, he'll drive you there. God is a good God. Listen, I'm teaching things to cause you to move all the year with manifestation of Christ. Now he told us back in the other verse, the other chapter, John 14, how he manifests. You got to love him. You got to keep his commandment. Right? That's what he said, right? All right, just a few more minutes. Give me a few more minutes. How many of y'all ready for some manifestation in your life? Look at me and listen at me. It's very easy. Now, it didn't happen overnight. Many years it took me to find out, but it's very easy. You can get a manifestation. Now, sometimes the enemy going to make it a little sluggish. Keep putting the pressure on. You got to give it up. And I said, I want some manifestation, me. You know what I'm saying? I love the Bible and all that, you know. I love Jesus. I love the Holy Spirit. But they got to do something. What? All this word? All these promises? I'm expecting manifestation. You know what I hear? Everybody for everything already got an invitation. So he have been sending revelation for you to step in that invitation so you can have your, make your application so you can get your manifestation. Supernatural. So let me say this. I believe from this night forward, you're going to receive abundance of supernatural gifts. Things that God sent. Thing that God wants you to have. You know what I'm saying? Supernatural. All right, let me go over these other three words and then I'll close. And then we'll turn to John 17. John Gospel 17, chapter 17. What's the first thing I say you got to have?
Revelation.
What is revelation? Huh? What? Reveal truth by the Holy Ghost. What else? What is revelation? What? Reveal knowledge. Now, revelation bring along with it, you listening? How to do it. It's not revelation knowledge if you don't know how to do it. Worst thing is somebody tell you to know how to make a pie and you sit there and wait and let them cook it, smell all good and put it in your mouth and say, Lord, I wish I wasn't even here. They didn't know what they were doing. Y'all just eat and swallow it. It's so tasty good. Don't offer me none because I'm going to put it back out of my mouth and know, baby, I love you, but listen, I can't eat it. Calories too strong. I ain't going to be eating no pie. I don't like. So you know Joanne got something on her hand. Joanne don't cook for me. But Joe know how to do it. She know how to cook. Yeah. All right. John 17. Let's see if I got the right verse here. Verse 4. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou givest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. And I read that to let you know, we say glorification come. There's a glory about having manifestation. A glory, that was another word. There's a glory in having revelation. A manifestation in your life. Glory. We're to glorify the Father, but that was another word. Oh, glow. Yeah, those who are really getting manifestation, they wear a certain glow. Because a real person who walk in revelation, you will never know they have a problem. They're the same when they got a problem. And they're saying when they don't have a problem because they know what the result's going to be. Every problem the enemy put on you carries a promotion. Now, he ain't sending you a promotion, but as you work the word, you're going to move to a higher level. He come look for you down there, you're gone. Psalm 35:27. The Lord, magnification. We need to magnify the Lord. When we have manifestation in our life, we need to magnify the Lord. You see? See, joy to the world is not just on Christmas morning. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Well, what y'all waiting on? Now, let them continually say, I want you to say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, you're magnifying with your mouth, but your prosperity magnify him too. You don't believe me. Jeremiah 33:9. Since we're over here. You don't magnify him with just talk. You see what I'm saying? God got a showmanship with him. He wants somebody to show what he done for him. And give him the glory. Give him the credit. It shall be to me a name of joy. See, that is a praise and an honor before all the nation of the earth. Watch what he say now. What shall ye, all the good, what? God is good, isn't he? And they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness. Now say it a little louder. Let the Lord be magnified. Because every time you do that, that's where you're headed. Then let's turn in closing to 1 Corinthians again. 1 Corinthians again. That's why I told you in the last section, unto us a son is born, unto a child is born, unto a son is given. It's progression. And you get to the lordship, your government, increase of his government, there in Isaiah 9. You remember I talked to you on Sunday about that. He's just ongoing, just increasing all the time. And that's the way your life should be. Amen. What? Amen. How you going to do that? Number one, by what? You see, if you can't get no manifestation, you're not going to see no demonstration. See? And you're not going to get it without revelation. And you're going to have to apply yourself. You're going to have to apply yourself. You're going to have to apply your faith. You're going to have to believe God in the middle of a storm. You got to praise him when things don't look like they're working out. You got to dance in the face of the enemy. Because you're living in another realm. Oh, hallelujah. You must know who you are in the dark. And must know you can turn the light on anytime you get ready. I want you to, 1 Corinthians 2, and I'm going to quote over. I want you to, all this year, keep the gift of Jesus manifesting in your life all the time. Keep unwrapping him. He's never been unwrapped fully. He's so much. See, baby, you can't unwrap eternity. He's the eternal one. His blessing is eternal. In other words, even when Jesus... Oh, Lord, when Jesus come back, it's still going to have a stock of blessing left. Thank you. Thank you, Father. So even if you in a challenge, say January, February, something come up. Say, well, I'm about to unwrap another piece of Jesus. Now, when Satan hear that, he knows you know something extra. Because some people think they've unwrapped Jesus. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I wouldn't be so crazy. There's so much God can show you and do for you. I love him, me. With all my heart, all my mind, all my soul, all my strength, all my might. I'm not just quoting scripture. I love God. And he loved me. Listen how he loved me. Unconditional. I mess up, he's still there. Let's get this straight. He's a good God. I say he's a good God. He's better than a turkey. Yeah. Or a ham. Yeah. Or a roast. Yeah. Didn't say you couldn't have him, but he's better than all of them. Yeah. First Corinthians 2. I follow some preachers. They're just not going to hurt themselves. He's going home to be the Lord. A lot of guys trained me. But there was a man named Dr. Robert Brown. Dr. Brown, you just wasn't going to upset him. You wasn't going to get him to rush. You know, he just, you know, he was a nice man, but you ain't running him. Church tried to run him, he just left. He said, I done tried with y'all long enough, I'm gone. Either talking God, Thompson? Oh, yeah. I said, Lord, I wish I could calm down some, you know. But he had experience on me. And so I decided, I ain't let him, he said, and then my old pastor told me, he said, look, son, come here. He said, don't let these people drive you crazy. I've used that many years. I heard him telling me, he left me with a gift, not to let the people drive me crazy. He told me that. He said, because they'll tell you one thing one day, and they go on. That's one of the smartest things I learned. To pastor a church. Just don't let these people, no, don't drive me crazy. No. See, this church is supposed to be full tonight. I'm going home, eat some gumbo. I ain't worried myself. Because I've told them they need to be here. But now I find out they got a problem in their soul. Now I got to go re-minister to them. Because if anybody is a Christian right mind, the revelation going out here now, I'll be at church. You don't have to ring the bell. Just tell me what time. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All right, 1 Corinthians 2. Now I'll get this last one out. My goodness. And in limbo. Oh, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2 through 5. For I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear, the Apostle Paul talking. In much trembling, here Paul give us an insight. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in what? Of what? And of what? That your faith should not what? Lift your hand and praise God.